Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Diamond Dynasty has all new Red Diamond cards and World Baseball Classic content in MLB The Show 26. Collect your favorites and compete against the best. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Happy Sunday morning. I hope you do have a cup of coffee because it's a chilly one out there today. And after the last couple days of a little warm up, it hit me this morning. But it was good. Needed to wake up a little more. So walking outside this morning, got it done. And hope you're having a great weekend. You know, you listen to Al run through those sports scores. And I woke up thinking, it's been a while since most of our teams won in the weekend. So we should all be in a good mood. Get ready for the Vikings later today and the Bears. I don't know if the Vikings, the hope that stays alive in the Vikings, even though some of these performances haven't been there this season, tells me that Minnesotans really are very optimistic people. And a shout-out to Josh's Oklahoma Sooners for beating Alabama yesterday.
Got it done.
I was flipping around. I've become more and more of a college football fan. I find it more entertaining, I think, than the NFL.
Yeah.
And so Saturday afternoon was getting some work done, some show prep. Usually take a Saturday afternoon snooze. I had a poker game last night, so I knew I was going to be up late. And I saw Alabama, Oklahoma, and I thought, Josh is glued to the TV.
Yes, I was.
And that's a matchup that even the casual football fan wants to take a look at.
Mm.
So just something to think about as you're out there.
Do you think you've become more immersed in college football because you're now an empty nester? And you are more in the college realm as far as visiting your
your
kids?
Last weekend I went to the Arizona-Kansas game in Tucson.
Mm.
Yes. So I never had a college team.
Yeah.
The Gophers were so bad in my youth that I believe they lost a generation of college potential fans.
Mm.
And then I went to the University of Wisconsin-Oshkosh, the Mighty Mighty Titans, who eventually got decent at D3, but they weren't very good when I was there.
Yeah.
And so, I've picked Kansas, where my daughter goes to school, as my college team now. And so I definitely watch Kansas and keep an eye on them. Certainly during basketball season, but I've always been a college basketball fan more than an NBA fan. So 651-461-9226. What's on your political brain this week? There is a ton of, I'm just going to call it upheaval, a ton of upheaval on our policy front. And you listen to the Your Money show before this, and they're talking about AI and investments. And then you have this stock market doing what it's doing. And the split screen is that the economy is struggling. You heard this story about in the CBS News about six-figure households struggling. costs going up. And then you juxtapose that against big news this week between Fairview and the University Physicians Group. A lot of upheaval and uncertainty about healthcare costs because of the tax subsidies that would need to be negotiated between now and the end of the month or December. And who could have confidence that Congress could do anything very fast? How does that work? How do you have confidence in the government getting anything done very fast right now, especially the federal government? And so is there urgency on that? And then you look at the bill that did reopen the government this week. And if you remember from the beginning, they were talking about it's just a clean continuing resolution. It's a clean CR, they would say. And then to get the deal done, there is a provision slipped in that would ban hemp and CBD in a year. So just step back. This is an industry that I didn't understand, I didn't know about, I didn't think about until the last couple of years here in Minnesota. And then I tried to, you know, I watched it kind of grow, emerge, and develop. And eventually we started advising one of the hemp companies. And as an entrepreneur, as a business person, I can just say that if something is legal as an industry, and then suddenly with one bill and one signature, how do you look at that and say, now you're done? You've invested, you've had investors, you've put in marketing, you've built consumers that want your product, and the government says, you're done. Meanwhile, you have other markets just being created the same way, like the prediction markets and the futures betting markets. And I'm trying to put this all together in a way that really shows how chaotic, uncertain things are right now. And I can't remember a time in my life that it's been like this. I think the last time I recall and read about a lot of it was when Carter was president and we had the energy crisis, that there was that much angst. And that's in my lifetime. Now, after 9/11, we certainly had angst, but it was a unifying rallying cry about defending our country. And now there is just very little connective tissue between the pockets of our economy, the pockets of our industry, workers, owners, and the government and regulators. And I think that's one of the things that we should continue to talk about more and more. And I predict that there'll be more news that will continue to kind of, you know, shuffle up the way in which our economy works and where we are. So this week we're going to dive into the hemp issue. Glenn McElfresh is going to be my guest. He is a client of Fluence Advisory, full transparency, but he also understands the hemp industry nationally, how Minnesota plays in, and what this legislation in Washington means. I'm Blaise Olson. This is Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com. An Autodesk company.
We're back here on Sunday Take. No, there you go. There's your bumper music, Josh.
Said to fire it. Gave it a second to fire it off.
Thanks for the texters, 651-461-9226. Thanks for pointing out that Gopher women play Kansas women on Wednesday night at Kansas. Circle that. The Wild play later today, Josh. Hockey mm-hmm. Fights Cancer Day.
Yes, sir.
I know that means something to you, and so you're always in my prayers for you battling and beating it. Mm-hmm. So those who think about it. And to the texter who said Friday night was not a great night in Minnesota sports, I don't know what you expected. See, I had realistic expectations. So I don't know if you expected the Gophers to win. And notice that when I talked about not having a team to cheer for, that the Gophers had lost me, I've been pretty open about this. It's actually a pretty regular conversation. Until PJ Fleck is no longer the coach of the Gophers, I can't get behind the Gophers. I just can't. I'm sorry. I'm glad that the Gophers have found a new following. But in order to be a leader, people need to follow, and I can't follow PJ Fleck. Let's just say it. Let's say it that way. Not my style at all. But we're going to dive into this conversation on hemp and THC. My guest is Glenn McAlfresh. He's owner of Plift Beverages, but he understands the whole vertical of hemp. And I thought, since this issue came out of nowhere to the front page and a natural discussion, it'd be good to kind of talk about the industry as a whole, what this legislation means, what he believes the solution might be. Glenn, thanks for joining me on Sunday Take.
Thanks for having me, boys.
Glenn, just give a little background. You've been in and around the THC world for since the beginning. You can talk about emulsion and all the process, but talk about how you identified the hemp industry, hemp beverages particularly, as an opportunity to build a business around.
Yeah, so I've been fortunate to be in the little C cannabis space for a long time, starting as a budtender in Colorado, worked my way up to be a chief compliance officer at a large cannabis company. And I left that company. I was like, where am I going to go? I saw this hemp thing happening, and I was like, there's an interesting angle here to actually meet the goals of the cannabis industry, which is to democratize responsible adult access to cannabis. did some research and realized, wow, this drink angle makes a lot of sense. And at the same time, Minnesota's 15172 market was just getting started in 2021, and the rest was history. So in that time frame, I've started two companies, Plift, which is a THC-infused soda, and we're all about accessibility for everyone. And also Perfectly Dosed, which is one of the largest emulsion companies. And so we make the THC and other cannabinoids that go into about 50% of the market by volume.
So as you looked at this market, and you and I have had plenty of conversations, and these listeners who know me and those who don't know me should know that I've never used a THC product in my life, ever. And that's not to say that I am not accepting of it. It just, it wasn't my vice. It hasn't been a vice. But you and I have talked about it. People around me who have switched. Last night at a poker game, it was an open conversation about what the preferred products were, or beverages were. And so the market and how it's grown, talk a little bit about what consumers say, why you believe that Minnesota, the hemp industry here, which has accounted for up to 20-25% of sales of you know, adult beverages over the last couple of years.
Mm-hmm.
What is it about the products that draws consumers in?
Well, I think I'm not going to say anything groundbreaking here. Like, adults nationally really enjoy consuming cannabis, right? Whatever, you know, by whatever measure you want to look at, they're all up. People are consuming more regularly, and they're getting more knowledgeable about the different form factors that exist and understand how that fits into whatever point of their life they are in. But I think the biggest change with these beverages in particular, and it all started in Minnesota, is that you didn't have to only go into a dispensary to buy these products. You know, up until, you know, really 2021 in Minnesota, you could only go into a dispensary and those maybe in an industrial area or not really have a super enjoyable consumer experience. And, you know, you might have to buy something over a counter. And if you're new, that just isn't fun. So being able to go into a Certix, being able to go into a Cub Foods, a Top 10, you know, an MGM or a Muni is makes it easier for these THC beverage products to just fit into a regular person's life. And that's, I think, when we really started to see this take off. You know, these hemp products are now, I believe by any measure, about $200 million in direct economic activity in Minnesota, probably more.
Wow.
And that happened really fast.
So you talk about adults using cannabis. Obviously, it's been around since the beginning of time. It's grown. It's become more accepted. There's more ways to consume it, from gummies to drinks. What's the difference between a cannabis, a marijuana-based product and a hemp-based product? And does that change the makeup of the you know, the product, the drink? What should we know about the differences there?
Yeah, so the biggest differences between these two products are where they're manufactured and the supply chain used to make them, right? You know, a drink like Plif, its supply chain is wholly hemp. You know, yep. You buy a THC drink in a dispensary, it's almost certainly marijuana. And that means that there's a lot of really challenging business hurdles that you have to comply with in order to bring that product to market. You know, as far as the effects go, they're the same. A five milligram drink you buy in a dispensary is going to be the same feeling as a 5 milligram drink that you buy from your favorite grocery store or liquor store. And I think that's something that consumers have just absolutely understood and adopted.
As you look to Washington, or we think about Minnesota's position in the hemp market, Where does Minnesota stand nationally in the hemp market? Obviously we know what it's done to the market here, but are there other states that aren't on the level of Minnesota from legalization of a hemp product to regulation and distribution?
Well, you know, I think the one thing about Minnesota is that almost all the politicians get it. Right, from local, you know, city, county board levels, all the way up to you know, senators and representatives like Angie Craig and Tina Smith, just who are absolutely, you know, have come out in support of this industry. Like that's something that doesn't exist anywhere else. But I think the beautiful thing about what we're seeing in hemp is that there's actually this like relatively broad bipartisan coalition of states, you know, from Alabama to, you know, Texas and Iowa to Kentucky, Georgia and Oregon, and that are all starting to regulate these products. And then you have dozens more that are examining regulating these products. And so I think that it's Minnesota is hands down the market leader, and kudos to the folks in St. Paul for really doing everything in their power to keep it moving and continue to lead from the front.
My guest is Glenn McElfresh. He's owner and principal executive at Plyft and other THC companies. Glenn, now let's pivot to this last week in D.C. You flagged this a couple months ago that, you know, Mitch McConnell, senator from Kentucky, wanted to potentially ban hemp. What's the backstory from the way you understand it, why this was such a you know, personal issue that he wanted to kind of lead on and get done?
Yes. So to Senator McConnell's credit, he has always been a stalwart advocate for farmers, right? Particularly Kentucky farmers. And so as I understand it, he viewed hemp as an opportunity for Kentucky hemp farmers to deal with lagging, flagging tobacco sales, right?
Yep.
And so he legalized hemp in 2014, then 2018, and then this kind of large hemp industry grew up. And there are a few bad actors in this space, and we've been really clear about calling them out, and they don't give anyone like Plyft or many of the other beverage companies a good name, right? We have to call them out to create some clear distinction. And so, you know, Mitch McConnell, who is retiring in 2027, that's when his term is done, and he's out of office after truly a very long career in public service.
Yes.
He didn't want his legacy to be some of these products that are out there and some of these hemp products that are, you know, higher potency or appeal to kids, and nobody wants that. So that's where this language came in, and we're still dealing with some of the repercussions, and we're listening to folks and seeing where it all shakes out.
As you think about that and you talk about these bad actors, I remember when hemp came to my radar screen here in Minnesota, and it was when Minnesota legalized it and then had to fix some of the screening, some of the types of products. Is that level of regulation that is done in Minnesota not done in other states? And is that what leads to some of the bad actors or the products that maybe aren't as high quality as yours?
Yeah, so that's part of it. There is a patchwork of states. There's a lack of understanding and a lack of education that has gone on. I think part of it is good federal regulation will actually create a lot of clarity and help kick the bad actors out, right? We need labeling. We need testing. Potency caps are certainly a topic of discussion. Natural cannabinoid requirements. You know, there could be conversations about sales and distribution channels, but we got to be realistic about, you know, what time there is. But getting the bad actors out is hands down the most important thing. And I think Minnesota is a great example. Like, every time I'm there, I don't really see any bad actors, right? And I'm sure they exist. They exist no matter what. But they're not obvious, and they're nowhere near as prevalent as some places where it might be like the South or the West.
What has been the reaction? Obviously, there's fear that this market could go away, and panic, and that would be natural. But as you've talked to people, as my inbox filled up this week with people with a point of view on this, mostly in favor, this pushback, is there a sense that there is some sort of will in Washington to create a federal standard so that this patchwork doesn't exist? And maybe it's, I don't want to say more regulated, but more consistently regulated across the country?
Yeah. So I think what's really interesting about all of this is how there's been a pretty broad response from a lot of senators and representatives in Washington. Tina Smith, I believe, came out with some really supportive Twitter posts and Instagram posts. There were some representatives from Texas. You know, it's kind of all across the country where we're starting to see these federal elected officials say, hey, this is maybe maybe we threw the baby out with the bathwater here. There's also been some folks that have said good riddance. And so I think right now it's too soon to say where Washington, D.C. is. I think everyone has left and is going back to their districts, and they're going to listen closely, and that's what we're doing too, and sending some notes to let folks understand, like, hey, this may have gone just a little bit further than you actually intended to, and seeing if there's a willingness to engage in a conversation about some proactive fixes before, you know, the industry is effectively shut down in a year.
Is there a lobby behind the idea of banning hemp? One of the texters writes in, is big alcohol behind this, or is big, you know, marijuana behind this? Because we know those, you know, we know hemp beverages started to cut into alcohol sales. But it would seem to me they would see that as an opportunity, as craft brewers here in Minnesota have seen, because they're now producing these products to make up for capacity in their own production. Is there a lobbying effort to ban hemp larger than Mitch McConnell just not wanting this to be his legacy?
Well, look, I think it's easy to put on a tinfoil hat and kind of make claims about something. I have every reason to believe that Senator McConnell truly cares about public health, and that's leading the charge. And that, you know, there certainly were letters that had been written by, you know, alcohol interests, but they were pretty clear about just wanting a consistent federal framework. I think it's a step too far to say that they all wanted a ban. There are cannabis companies who have expressly stated they wanted a ban, but, you know, there's also some really great large cannabis companies that are in the space, right? They make awesome THC beverages. So it runs the spectrum, and I think to paint anyone as a monolith is going to get in the way of getting something done in D.C. over the next year. So I think we got to make a big tent and bring everybody in, and if folks don't want to support this, like, that's totally cool too.
As we wrap here, Glenn, as a business person, what's your contingency plan? What do you look at? Is there a way? Does product cost change? Does, you know, if you had to convert to a marijuana based drink company, what does that look like?
Yeah, so I come from the regulated marijuana space.
Yep,
and I have a really hard time thinking that we'd go back there. As a drink, just with the limited economies of scale and production challenges and distribution challenges. I'm not sure we'd go there. We're evaluating a ton of options right now, boys. I think the most important thing that we can do, and this is what, you know, me and many other leaders in the business are doing, are looking at, hey, how can we educate folks in D.C. and really see what our chances are to get something done over the course of the next year? And understanding what the contours of what may be available and then trying to act on it. And so, you know, I've told my team and I'm telling the market, guys, we're status quo. We're forging ahead. And we're telling all of our partners, now's the time to sell more Plyft, sell more of these THC beverages, THC edibles at your store in Minnesota. Show the economic impact, because that's really important. And, you know, we'll continue to assess the temperature in Washington and in other states before we make any decisions about pivoting into another market or another type of product, or, you know, if we have to shut down. But that's the very last option, and we would stretch that out for as long as possible.
Glenn McAlfresh from Plyft, P-L-I-F-T. One of the texters said, please spell it. So there you go, P-L-I-F-T. Glenn, thanks for joining me on Sunday Take.
Awesome. Thanks, boys. Thanks to all the listeners.
So there you have it from the perspective of a business owner. Again, transparency, always important from me. Plyft is a client of Fluence Advisory, our consulting firm. And so we've started to understand this. And it's really interesting for me when we start to consult in an industry that's new. I always say that I have to understand their business and their market before that we can consult and help them navigate the complexities of legislation, regulation, et cetera. And this has been one of those new industries that I was not familiar with. And the more I learned about it, the more I realized that this is a growth market that Minnesota has led in. And let's just say that Minnesota needs more growth markets to lead in. When we come back, your text, 651-461-9226. What are the other indicators that things are just not well, either in Minnesota or throughout the country? This is Sunday Take on News Talk 830 WCCO. So,
presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Did you know that there are over 200 legends like Andrew Jones, Albert Pujols, Felix Hernandez, and Ken Griffey Jr. in MLB The Show 26? Collect them all and current all-stars to build your perfect lineup. MLB The Show 26 is available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and Nintendo Switch. Rated E for everyone. Officially licensed by MLB Players, Inc.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Personal finance can feel like a pop quiz you didn't study for. This podcast is your study guide. On NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast, you'll hear from trusted journalists who explain the why behind major financial decisions. You'll get research-backed insights and clear pros and cons, whether you're planning a big purchase or just want to grow your wealth. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
The podcast Campus Files is back with more stories of scandal, crime, and intrigue on college campuses. Campus Files, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
651-461-9226, text or call. We'll take a few minutes here and just acknowledge that things are unstable. I think the headlines are going to continue to show a lack of stability. People can, you know, talk about the K-shaped economy. They can talk about AI. We can look at healthcare rates. We can talk about this upending of the hemp market. But there is an unease out there right now. And I think it's very warranted. People have been talking about this, especially since the election last week, as an affordability issue. And I think that is true because cost out of your pocket for groceries, for rent, for life, definitely harder and harder. And I grew up in, you know, a middle class existence with a single mom who did live check to check in many ways. But I never felt the angst that I see in the economy today. Art writes in, appreciate the honest views on topics with evidence. I don't care for Trump. But there's too much THC infiltrated into our environment, and kids having easier black market access is not good. A quote, high society is troubling. Very respectfully, Art. You know, Art, I think you raise a really clear point about THC. This quote, high society that you speak of. And I've thought a lot about that over time with two kids of my own now in their 20s. You know, it was one of those things that I could clearly look at him and say, I've never smoked pot. I've never used marijuana. And it wasn't, at first it was, you know, because I was slightly judgy of that. But then I just eventually was like, why would I start now? And I think the access to it has its benefits, more so than one product or another. And the reality is that we have markets of substances that impact us, from alcohol to nicotine. And now we have these THC products or marijuana products. And I think that when people call it cannabis, they start to talk about it in a different way, when in reality it is the same, and the impact on you is the same. It's your vice you prefer. But when you bring up kids art, I have to agree. There are articles about, you know, poisoning, about early, when your brain is developing and using these products, just like when your brain is developing if you use too much alcohol. Same concept here. And so I do think we need some better delineation on, you know, how we allow our kids to access this. But kids using drugs is not something new. Is there more of it? Probably. Is that because it's legalized? Maybe. But the reality is our boundaries are not the same. The guardrails that parents put on people are not the same. And that may be part of it. Another texter writes in, I got my Hennepin County taxes for 2026. They're going up $5,000. I don't know what I'm going to do. I hate to sell my family home because I can't afford to live here. Mary from Minnetonka. Mary, I got my tax notice yesterday in the mail, and my taxes are going up. I think my quick calculation was almost 20%. This is the issue of the year next year. I think that you're going to start to see people really push back on this. As a fellow Hennepin County resident, I will tell you right here and right now, I don't know what we are getting from the county that would require a 20% budget increase. You look at what they have to pay on the hospital. You look at county services. But most county taxpayers are simply paying for a sheriff, a jail, a court system, because many of the county services don't impact those, especially who live in the suburbs. And so I hear you. We'll dig into county property taxes in future shows for sure. Mary, thanks for texting. Another texter writes, I'm a Republican and I live in Minneapolis. It's almost like it's Confession Sunday, Josh. I'm a Republican and I live in Minneapolis. I don't do signage and I remain demure. Mm. How and why should my kind,
what?
You're a human, you're not a kind, remain in this zip code, this county, et cetera, when there is this much ad hominem directed toward another by the right, by the left, and by huge volume? I love our city. My children do too, but want nothing to do with here, mourning my hometown. Well, mourning your hometown. I don't know what part of the city you live in. I do think that the ability for the loud few, which I've talked about many times, to get more attention than the majority in the middle, I think is a testament. I'm actually going to try to write a piece on this in the next few weeks about how the loudest on the left and the loudest on the right do not make up even the views of those who are elected, much less the views of the public. And so my advice to you, mourning your hometown, is find your peace and turn off the social, turn off the news. Don't look at the loudest voices that get all the coverage. Because I'm guessing you have some neighbors that you like. I hope you do. Neighbors make up, you know, the way in which we really build community. On Friday night, I had an unexpected, beautiful night around the fire table with the neighbors, and it fills the soul. So find some good neighbors mourning your hometown. Let me know. More texts coming in. Property taxes, all caps. Thank you. What a great future show. And capital, why are all our taxes so damn high? The rent's too damn high. The taxes are too damn high. Minnesota used to be an amazing and healthy place to live. The wackadoodle politics of the state is destroying it. What, we'll continue to look at these issues, talk about them more and more. 651-461-9226. Really appreciate the feedback. When we come back on the Sunday Take, this week's take, I'm Blaise Olson. We'll be right back. We're back on Sunday Take. Really appreciate all your texts. Feels good to do a live show, Josh. I know that I get some feedback that everybody likes live shows. I do too. And there will be more live shows for sure in 2026 because it's an election year. But the reality is, I also like my Sunday morning to be a cup of coffee, some newspapers, and those of you who follow closely know that I have a tendency to travel a little when the weather gets a little chillier and can't be in studio at that time. So we'll continue to work on that, and I appreciate the feedback and the listeners, including those who occasionally stop me in public and are a little reluctant, but I appreciate it, and even if you don't agree with me most of the time, try to keep it civil, keep it measured, and keep it down the middle. This week's take is really about this environment that we're in right now. I am sensing it every day that there is some new curveball, there is some new indicator, there is some factor that is not just a minor thing, but a massive change to our economy, to our state, to the stability and the steadiness that we all desire from our institutions. I know I talk a lot about the trust crash, but I want to just lay it out that we are in for a very, I believe, kind of rocky road the next year or so. And it's not just related to politics, but it is our policymakers who have created the environment by which it sits. This will all be the backdrop of the governor's race. This will all be a feeling that your job is on the line. Your schools are challenged. Your health care is challenged. Your food supply is challenged. The costs, the availability. And I have kind of taken up this idea that it's time to simplify. It's time to go back to some of the basics. Reading, looking at other views, and more. I'll be with Vanita at 6:20 Monday through Thursday. You can always follow us at thedailyagenda.com. Sign up for the tip sheets there. Corzo's next. I don't think he expected the Gophers to do very well Friday, but he'll tell you what he thinks. Until next week, that's the Sunday Take.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Do you dream of seeing all 30 ballparks? We've got you. For the first time, MLB and T-Mobile offer you a chance to win trips to all 30 stadiums. Yes, all 30. The views, the food, the vibe, the adventure of a lifetime. With experiences you simply need to see to believe. Enter now.
Begin your journey to 30 at MLB.com/journey to 30 sweeps. No purchase necessary. Ends 9/7/2026. Restrictions apply. Food not included. See official rules for details.
Nerds.
Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Ever Google a money question and end up 12 tabs deep with 12 different answers? This podcast is your shortcut back to clarity. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast breaks down financial decisions with a team of trusted journalists. They explain the why behind decisions like investing, home buying, and choosing credit cards with clear, research-backed insights. No jargon, no misinformation. Make your next financial move with confidence. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
Nobody gets into maintenance for the paperwork, but somewhere along the way, the clipboards piled up and the spreadsheets multiplied. Good technicians spend hours per day on admin instead of turning a wrench. MaintainX was built to give that time back. Preventative maintenance runs on a real schedule, automated, assigned, and nothing slipping through. With MaintainX, work orders go out in seconds, and everyone from the floor to the front office knows what's due and when. So your team gets back to the machines, not the paperwork. Over 14,000 companies are already running on MaintainX because the people who keep the world running deserve tools that actually work. Try MaintainX free at MaintainX.com. That's MaintainX.com, an Autodesk company.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.